pick on MFO?
Let's go with the first song.
It's number one.
It's called Hiding Out on Titan.
All right. Scott, brand spanking new from Scott Damgard. Hasn't been heard anywhere. Check it out on MFO. Hiding out on Titan. Oop, it goes right to the next one. Maybe we'll save that one for later.
Sure, yeah. It sounds great on these big speakers in here.
Sure. Yeah, sounds great in here. Hiding out on Titan. That's the moon people think there might be life on it, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Like there's water on there or something.
Yeah, yeah. There's possibility. Long time ago, I read a book by Kurt Vonnegut Jr. called Sirens of Titan, and it had people that were living on Titan and going back and forth.
And Titan is a moon of Saturn's, right?
Moon of Saturn, yeah. Right. Saturn has 62 moons,
but Titan, get out of here.
Titan's the biggest one.
Oh, yeah, because that's the belt, and they're probably within that belt going around it, huh?
In those rings, there's where you see like a notch cut out of the ring, that's because there's a moon there.
Yeah. Mm.
When there's a space.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, you know, it's like sometimes when you're not feeling all that great, you got to find a place to hide away, and sometimes you got to get far away. So a billion miles away is...
They got water there. Let's go fishing.
Let's go.
Go fishing on Titan. That's my new song.
Yeah,
fishing on Titan. Scott Damgard here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Want to do another live one?
Sure.
What do you have in your pocket?
Well, I can play one off the new album that I can just play it acoustic.
Whatever you like. We can do another one off. You probably wanted me to play...
Play the recorded
the recordeds for the new ones, and whatever, and you can play a couple live ones. I'd go with your older tracks or covers, whatever you want.
Well, I'll do one of my popular favorites. How about that? A song called "The Bells of San Miguel."
Oh, I remember this. Right. Where's San Miguel? Have you ever been there?
San Miguel de Allende, yes. It's in central Mexico. It's kind of the mountainous region.
Nice.
It's a beautiful place, and I just got invited down there. Some good friends, we all went down there and spent a week in this house. And it's right next door to a church, and the church bells rang all day, all night. Every 15 minutes, they rang. So while you're sleeping, they'd wake you up. But it was.
So you were inland when you stayed there.
Yeah, not near the ocean.
Yeah, that's weird. I never hear that. You know, usually people are like beach bound, but.
It's actually
things to do. Did you like go through the jungle and stuff like that there? Or?
Well, there's no jungle area there. It's, but there was a really cool. I don't know what you call it.
Ruins,
freedom kind of a thing with all these different cactuses and stuff that we walked around. But we did go on an excursion. We flew into Mexico City. We went to Teotihuacan, where they have these ancient pyramids.
Like ruins, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was crazy, man.
Is that where Chichen Itza is? No?
No, I don't think
that's
so.
One of the big pyramids.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
But yeah, we had a great time there, and so, you know, I came back and I had to write a song about it.
Right on. How long ago was that?
That was in 2007, so it's been 11 years.
Wow. Good stuff. You want to hear something else? Let's play something else from your live. From your new album.
Sure. Yeah,
Do you have a working name for this album yet?
I got about six of them. I haven't decided which one yet.
you want to lay them on me real quick? I'll tell you what my favorite is.
I'm thinking Hiding Out on Titan.
That's cool.
I'm thinking Can You Hear the Difference? Because there's a song on there called that.
Okay.
I was thinking about Win Some, Lose Some. Something about that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of triggered one called We Have a Winner. I was thinking of a campy kind of a cover, but, you know, at a craps table, whatever, but I don't know about that one. Yeah, I don't know.
Hiding Out on Titan.
Hiding Out on Titan.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
And, you know, not everyone knows about that it's a moon of Saturn that might have, right. Get people to look it up, you know?
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
Me too.
What track do you want to hear off of this?
Well,
brand new stuff from Scott Damgard.
There's one song on there that it's got a guest appearance by Stu Kimball. He's Bob Dylan's guitar player. I know you're
kidding.
Bob Dylan fan. So.
I love old Bob Dylan. Yeah, sure. I mean.
Yeah, he's been with Bob.
Well, I can't say old Bob Dylan because that would get to folk. But I like when Bob Dylan went electric, like that era.
Yeah. The Modern Times album, I think, was the first one Stu played on. He's been with him ever since.
Right. He's probably been with him since he went electric, huh?
Well, I think he went electric when he was with the band, right? With
Robbie. Well, yeah, they were working with him. That's right.
So
this cat wasn't in the band.
Not at that time, no. But
what track?
Track two. It's called Nobody Understands Nothing No More.
Okay, we did almost play this one.
That's right, it kind of snuck in there.
Well, it's a brand new CD player, so I guess I just got to watch it towards the end and stop the thing, because I'm not sure how to get it off this mode. But yeah. Here we go. What's it called, Scott?
It's called Nobody Understands Nothing No More.
Nobody Understands Nothing No More. Brand spanking new. Scott Damgard, check it out.
What's been said before, now nobody understands nothing no more. Columnists, commentators, paid talking heads shoot each other down no matter what's said. Giving answers upon answers there's no answer for, now nobody understands nothing no more. Nobody understands nothing no more. Screen TVs hang on every wall, showing pictures, predictions of the great fall. They get you so worried for what or what for. Now nobody understands nothing no more. Nobody understands nothing no more. there's nothing no more. Secret made deals and partisan pacts. They call it fake news and alternative facts. Committing the truth to the cutting room floor. Now nobody understands nothing no more. No, nobody understands nothing no more. Act like they're right. If talking don't do it, they threaten with might. Might this be the path to a new civil war? 'Cause nobody understands nothing no more. Takers and breakers and prophets of doom. Nobody understands nothing no more. Try to scare you and tear you and rip you in two. Till nobody understands nothing no more. And
don't want to cut you off there. Ah. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Brand spanking new stuff from Scott Damgard. Nobody understands nothing no more. And Bob Dylan's guitarist in that. I mean, I heard some...
Yeah, that ripping lead guitar.
Some crazy
Stu
lead guitar there. Yeah. Yeah. Stu Kimball?
Kimball, yeah. Stu Kimball.
Now, how the heck did he meet this guy? Is he? Does he live around here?
Actually, yeah, he's from here. It's, he used to play a long time ago in Face to Face with Billy Baird and those guys.
Right.
Yeah, and but he's been working with Bob Dylan now since, I don't know, 18 years now or something like that. And I was at a birthday party for Dave Herlihy, the lead singer of O Positive.
Okay.
And he was there. I got introduced to him.
Sounds like a great party.
It was a really
Why wasn't
party.
I invited?
I know, right? I felt pretty lucky to have been invited to that one, because there's a lot of great musicians from the music scene at that party.
Sometimes that's just the reason why I go to parties. I go, ooh, there's going to be some faces at this one. Yeah.
But I got introduced to him, and in fact, we had actually been singing along in harmony to some song the band was playing, and I didn't even know who he was. And then we got to talking, and we got along really good. And he said, hey, if you're recording anything in the next week or two, he goes, I've got a couple more weeks before I go back out on tour with Bob, and I'll lay down some lead guitar for you. And I said, yeah, you're on, man. Let's do it. And so we
That's awesome. I was going to say he must have not had much going on, but no, he was... taken off to play with Bob Dylan afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's sweet. What a nice guy.
He was a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And,
very cool.
I don't know. I think it was kind of cool that we hit it off as kind of friendly before I even knew who he was. You know what I mean?
So right.
Didn't feel like, awkward or anything. It was just great. Just fell right in place. And he came in and just nailed it, man.
Well, sounds really good, man. Did you want to do another live one, or what did you want to do, Scott?
Sure. Yeah, you know what? Since I got this acoustic, I got an acoustic song on the album that I'd like to play live.
Okay.
It's called I Have a Dolphin.
Everyone needs one.
Exactly. You got one too, man.
I
with me. And I have a robin nesting in my tree. And when the sun comes up, she sings a symphony. I've got it all.
Scott's just gone. I hope they realize this is the end. Clap. Marie's in her own world over there. All but right. Great stuff. And you said I have a dolphin too.
How, sure, man, we all have a dolphin. Man.
You're not talking about my private parts, are you?
I don't know, man. Don't sing that to them.
It's pretty. Whatever you're singing about.
Thank you.
Scott, thank you for coming in so much.
Thank you for having me here, Brian. I really appreciate it, man. Thanks for the invitation.
Maybe we'll have you back at Christmas time. You're always fun at Christmas.
Oh, yeah, we did those Christmas songs together, didn't we? That was fun, man. Yeah, let's do that again.
What do you have coming up? You have some shows going on or what?
Well, I'm looking to set a CD release party or an album release party. I don't know, whatever you call it these days. Most people are doing downloads and stuff.
So album release.
And I've been waiting to set the date until I knew the album was done, because, you know, when I set the date and then I'm working on the album and all of a sudden I've got more ideas to do and there's a deadline.
Right.
Then I usually end up, you know, like, oh man, there's so much I wanted to do. But now I'm looking at setting something up. Maybe I'd like to do something in September with it, if I could. If not, October.
Have any short tracks on here? I was thinking maybe just doing a short one and then play one of your classic ones afterwards.
Well, Ferris Wheel is kind of short.
What track is it?
I think that's track 6. You know, track 7 might be good. That's, I'd go with 6.
6?
Yeah.
All right.
It's called Ferris Wheel. A good summertime song.
So just keep our eyes and ears open. Scott Damgard chose to come. You don't have anything set in stone yet.
No, I mean, I'm playing. But right now, my shows are mostly small pubs doing like solo acoustic stuff.
Well, what's your next one coming up?
I'm playing tonight up in Maine.
Tonight?
Old Orchard Beach. A place called Uptown O'Leary's. It's a great little music room.
And, get up there and see them.
Yeah. And I do a little Sunday afternoon thing at 4 o'clock at a place called the Wild Rover. And I'm playing every Tuesday night at Hennessy's, me and Ben Knight.
So you're very busy.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing a lot. But I'm going to be I'm going to be looking to doing some like showcase shows all over the place.
Right.
As soon as this album comes out, I want to move all around.
Well, keep us in the know.
Yeah.
You know? We'll have you stop by before Christmas if you like. Really? All right.
Sounds good.
So what's number six called?
It's called Ferris Wheel, and this is a song written by a friend of mine named John Krivet. I recorded my first two albums at John Krivet Studio, and on my first album, he gave me a song to record of his called Best of Love. And since then, we've co-written a couple songs together, Oh Annie Murphy, and another one called And I Am Almost Fine. And this is a song that I used to hear him do when he had a group together called Abraham Lincoln, and I always loved the song. He never recorded it, so I'm the first one to record it, actually. So it's a cover song, but it's kind of a, you know, first timer, you know what I mean?
Right on.
First time recorded. So
yeah, this version, first time heard.
It's got
heard,
a motorcycle
yeah.
intro, so it'll fit in with your
fits right
motif,
in with,
you know?
with my music bed. Right
yeah.
on. Okay, thanks so much, Scott.
Thank you, Brian.
We'll talk
thanks
soon.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yep, MFO.
The girls that are made of steel. This is the one, she's a Ferris wheel. And she's probably gonna break my heart. It's not easy getting off once the mechanism starts. One night she ran away. Is she back? Will I hear them say? These are the girls that are made of steel. This is the one, she's a Ferris wheel. High above the clouds, things I need to see. Coming back down, I'm aware of the reality. Come and play your part, climb aboard and break my heart. This kind of ride is day by day. Fall to the ground or get your way. And she's probably gonna break my heart. One, she's a Ferris wheel. She's a Ferris wheel. She's a Ferris wheel. A Ferris wheel. She's a Ferris wheel. We'll be right back.
just the night letter. It's just a little bit back from the main road. Where silence spreads and amended holds.
They can only guess. Oh.
wake you up. Wake you up. Wake you up. She's just a teenage car, but she moved right into my heart.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. Some Devo going out to El Pachulis. I'm actually going out to Bob One. It's his birthday, I guess. I was asking, is that the one who died? And he said guitarist Bob Casale died. Casale. But that still doesn't tell me. There's two Bobs. There's they two call Bobs. Themselves Bob One and Bob Two. I'm not sure if one of them... If Bob 1 passed away or Bob 2.
It's confusing, right?
Yeah, one of them is Bob Casale, who died. I'm not sure if that's whose birthday it was or not. But I don't know.
Look it up. But it just made it more confusing.
Look it up. I can't look it up right now. Right now, it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report.
It is.
Marie Michelle will tell you what's going on.
I just lost my space on the page. I got to scroll all the way down.
She's scrolling, but she will soon tell you.
There's a lot in it. There's a lot more in it. The page is longer, and it's great. It is a great thing, but it's hard when you're trying to read the news.
It's so hard. Wow.
that's what Marie said. The dolphin reference. Right after the dolphin reference. That killed me. Don't sing that song to kids.
Not if it's about wieners.
I was just watching The Simpsons last week, and I was cracking up because they have one of the kids sing the Chuck Berry song, My Ding-a-ling.
Oh, right,
and I
right,
was, like,
right.
Crying. I was laughing like 3 days after I saw that. Okay. tonight at the Midway, it's Billy Squier presents A Night at the Delta featuring Andy California, Billy Squier, Detroit Rebellion, and Hambone Skinny
in
Red House.
I just want to say that's a local guy named Billy Squier. I think it's spelled different. It's
yes.
Not the Billy Squier.
Yeah, Rock Me Tonight.
Not him.
No, it's not him. But this looks interesting. I don't know if I've seen a show. They've probably done shows like this before, but I think it looks interesting.
I'd go for Andy California, that's for sure.
Yeah.
When's that going on now?
That's tonight at the Midway. No, it's tonight. It doesn't have a time, but I'm sure there's a Facebook page. You can find it.
Right.
And further out... I had it.
Marie.
On Thursday in Providence, Rhode Island at Alchemy, it's Agent Orange with FEA, Moto, and Zero Holds. Moto is a great band. Check it out. Get out to Rhode Island. It's only one state away.
Masters of the Obvious.
Yes.
Moto. Anything else going on, Marie?
There's lots. On Friday, Gangrene with the Dogmatics. Diablo Gatto, Antibodies, Worm, and that's the Cino at Hull. Start times at 7 p.m.
Wow.
Richie Parsons Band with Tiger Bomb, Random Ideas, and that's the Bayside Bowl in Portland, Maine. All over New England.
All right.
And there's a lot more, but that's further out. We don't go past a week. Go to Boston Groupie News.
For all this and more. Go to Boston Groupie. Well, you're screwing me up. Go to BostonGroupieNews.com.
And there's great pictures with Color Killer on there. Those kids.
Those meddling kids. 91.5 WMFO. Here's Moto.
When you're down and feeling down. When your heart is on the ground. When your mouth can't make no sound. Well, that's the time for rocking. Hard on rock and roll. Everybody get on the hard. Get
Whoops. When things go nuts. WMFO in Medford. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we will just play another one by Devo because that's all I can do this moment. Sorry, folks. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, when technology goes boink, I forgot. That happens every time I try to play the knockups. They have some corrupt files, and it's knockups.
Well, I put a note on the page. Hopefully we'll remember if you see
it. Okay. Well, anyways, we'll be back next week. I'm really cutting it short here. We got a savoir faire is everywhere.
Oh, that's good.
Savoir faire is on next for Vin. So stick around for a different time.